It is. What's up? It is April 1st, April Fools, Week in Weeb, episode 66. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason, and we're about to have a silly episode right now. Anything, how's your Easter in a couple weeks? Anything interesting going on?
Easter was good. I'm actually eating some leftovers. Well, I just finished eating some leftovers. Food was good. Macaroni, mashed potatoes, lamb chops.
Salmon. Lamb chops. That sounds good.
Chicken. Broccoli. Yeah. Bunch of food.
Okay. My Easter was cool. Me and Mariah got into a little bit of a rocky start in the morning because the night before we went to her friend's birthday party and then we got home at like 3 a.m. And then she promised that she would go to church, her friend's church, for her Easter service, and it was at 10 a.m. And she asked me to.
Oh, if you wanted to go?
Well, yeah, I said I would go because, her daughter, the girl's daughter, really wanted Mariah to see Mariah or whatever. And they wanted her to meet me or whatever. So I was like, okay. But I had no issue with it, obviously. But at night, I was a DD. She had drank at her friend's place or whatever. She asked me to go get.
To wake her up?
Basically, yeah. She asked me to get my phone. She asked me to set an alarm to go up to get to church. And my phone was in the living room. And I was like, why don't she set an alarm on your phone or whatever? But her phone dies all the time, whatever. I don't care. But I was like, she was like, you should have your phone in the room because what if there's an emergency or something? And I was like, what emergency is this going to be? You're right here. Like, who else is going to call me or text me? You're the only person who would be calling me for an emergency. And so we had that little conversation. Basically, it had no end, like actual resolution. So I never went to get my phone. So I never set an alarm. So then I woke up at like 9:58 a.m. and I went to feed the cats. And then she got up and then she was angry because she said I didn't set the alarm. And I was like, I told you I wasn't going to get my phone. And then whatever, that's a little argument. She runs out the house upset and then goes to the church. And then I go to the church after. I get there like 10:40 or whatever. It's like there's only like 10 minutes left or whatever. But then I find them and I hang out with them or whatever, apologize. But that was just our little rocky start to Easter. But then we patched it up, ate, we made macaroni, we got like a rotisserie chicken and made pie or whatever. So it was cool. We also went to Pittsburgh a few days before. I saw Godzilla, Kong. That was a good movie. And yeah, that's been my, I think that sums up my last couple weeks.
Okay.
All right. Let's just get into it. How did you feel about the Undead Unluck finale?
It was good. We found out what's her name's not, or what the unknown. Or anonymous. It's anonymous, right? Not unknown.
It's anonymous, but I just call him Akira.
So he's not dead. He's still around. It's just that nobody can still see him, and the pin broke. So he's just.
He's basically dead.
He's not dead because he's alive. I mean, if that's the case, then he's basically been dead his whole life.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I mean, he's not dead, but like.
He's just there, but nobody can see him at all.
Like, if I was
which
in that
is
situation,
also like, how does he eat?
I guess maybe he doesn't need to eat. I assume since he can't touch any food or anything. But like, well, I was gonna say if I was in his situation, I would feel dead because like I can't talk to anyone, do anything, I can't touch anything. I mean, he could.
I think they'll figure out a way. Because it seems like his quirk, or I say his quirk, his thing is always active.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, it's a Gator ability.
I feel like there should be, yeah. I feel like other people can use and not use their negator stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe next season they'll figure it out. I was right, though, that they weren't going to kill God this season. They're like nowhere near close to getting that done.
Yeah.
Rip is probably going to become a good guy and join them.
I like Rip.
Yeah, we also figured out how he was able to come back to or not die. They used the artifact, but once you use it, the user gets 10 times whatever the amount of time you gave reversed or changed on the other person. Right. They beat the spider. No one was surprised by that. It was pretty good. We found out that she was in his head for like hundreds of years.
Who was in whose head?
Fuko.
I thought she said Andy. 10 years.
Oh, maybe it was just 10. Okay.
Yeah, she said 10 years.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, in the end, Jules was talking to, what's his name? Billy, yeah.
Yeah, that was the cliffhanger. I feel like, season as a whole, I like this show a lot more than I thought I would. It also, I thought it was going to be, it is Shonen Jump, but I thought it was going to be more Shonen-y. I know it's not a word, but it, I mean, the main parts of the show that I liked weren't even the action. It was more the character interactions, the relationship between Andy and Fuko, and other characters as well. And I guess the mysteries of the world, I feel like, were the most interesting things about this story. More so than the fighting. Because it was a good amount of fighting and some decent animation, but it all kind of turned out the same for the most part. Like, Andy and Fuko fight someone. Fuko uses her unluck. They win. Like, that's mostly what it was.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this to anyone?
Maybe. I would recommend it to people who watch anime, but not somebody new to anime.
Yeah. Well, why not to someone
only because
new?
The first couple episodes has fan service.
Okay.
If there wasn't any fan service in the beginning, then I could recommend it to somebody who doesn't watch anime. But since there is fan service in the beginning, if you give this to somebody who's new, they're going to be like, bro, what do you have me watching? Like... Like, what
you
is this?
You scare them away with the fan service, yeah, in the beginning. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely recommend this to anime watchers, non-anime watchers. I feel like I wouldn't recommend it to someone who is more action focused, like someone who likes a lot of fighting, and that's the main focus of the story. I wouldn't recommend this to. Cause this, I mean,
they fight every arc though. They fight all the time.
I know they fought all the time, but like the fight was never really the main thing to me. At least to me, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it was more the characters and the story and the interactions and Andy's past and Victor and Jules and the mysteries and all that. Decent fighting, but I feel like it definitely wasn't the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this felt more like a romance to me in some, yeah, aspects.
I could agree,
but overall, obviously, good. I
like a rom-com.
Yeah, it's like fighting. A rom-com, action rom-com, sort of like that. I did see that they're supposed to have a big announcement in August for Undead Unluck, so hopefully it'll be a season 2. Because let me see. It ends at this chapter 53. And in total, there's 201, and it's ongoing. So, I mean, if they kept the same pace, they could at least have, like, three more seasons that they could do. Yeah. This was a 24-episode season. So, hopefully, they'll come back. I think the manga's pretty popular. But, yeah. What were your likes and dislikes the most?
I didn't really dislike anything. Aside from, like, the fan service at the beginning. But, yeah, I think everything was good. The only episode I didn't really like was the manga creation episode. That kind of felt like filler, even though it was important to the story. It was just like, all right, this episode could have been skipped.
Or shorter.
Yeah, like, that portion didn't have to be all the whole episode. But other than that, I thought it was pretty good. No dislikes, really. If I was to rate it, I'd say 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm in the same ballpark. 7.5
to 8. 7.5 to 8.
Yeah. It's decent.
Like, if it wasn't to get renewed, I wouldn't be like, oh, man, dang, what the heck?
It's good, though. And I liked that Fuko got more confident and better throughout the season as well. Because at first I was a little worried, like, I didn't know exactly who the MC would be. But I think by the end, I think they're pretty solidified as, like, a duo.
I thought it was always going to be the two of them since, like, the beginning.
I know it was going to be the two of them, but I thought that maybe Fuko would fall into the shadow of Andy a bit, depending on how interesting or how much progression they decided to give her. But, like, at the end, she basically, like, she's Kato, I feel like. In terms of, like, she's about that life at this point. Like, she's shooting people. She's trying to touch people. She's trying to kill people and stuff. Like, she's there now. As opposed to the beginning when she was more, like, scared and obviously literally taken off the street, like, about to kill herself. And now she's at the point where she's at now. So, and they're already in love.
Yeah. Which may, I don't know. I feel like it'll conflict in the future. I could be wrong. Because I still feel like Victor wants his body back at the end. Or maybe he's like, it's whatever. I don't know. Because he still has, what's her name?
Julius?
That's the woman he loves, yeah. So it's like, I'm letting you do your thing so you can kill God, so she can stop trying to kill God. But, you know, like, once that's over, you know, I want my body back and I want to chill with my woman. I'm like, I don't know what you got going on, but you know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. I don't know.
I don't really see Victor like that. I don't know. Like, I don't that's think me, though. Because he wants to, his only, like, thing is, like, he wants to kill her because he doesn't see any other options. So I feel like
he wants her to die because he doesn't want to see her suffering and keep trying to do this thing that's impossible. But once it becomes possible, I think after that, he'll be like, okay, I mean,
you can't switch up after that.
No, I'm saying, like, you don't think it's a, he clearly loves her, right?
Right.
But you're saying you don't feel like the love is in a romantic sense.
No, I think it's a romantic sense. I'm saying, like, you trusted Andy and Fuko to kill God and they do it. I don't think then you get the right to switch up and change your body back and be like, all right, I'm about to live out the rest of Jewish
days. I mean, it's his body, though.
I mean, technically, yeah.
What do you mean, technically, it's both
their bodies.
I mean, who was there first?
Probably Victor, I assume.
So, like, I don't know, man.
You've had your turn. You've had many.
I mean, he's only the only reason he's letting them stay is because he sees the opportunity that they can possibly kill God with her unluck ability.
Right. I feel like him just seeing Jew is just being free from that would be enough for him. I don't think he comes back, takes his body, and I assume Jewies at that point would just let herself die naturally at that point.
Right. After, living the rest of her life or whatever. Yeah.
Only one of them just can ride off into the sunset with their baby girl. You know?
I mean, we don't know how old Juez is. So, I mean, he could just live with Juez until she dies, and then he's like, alright. You know? Or they could just swap places. They could switch off.
Every now and then?
Like, every week. You know? Like, alright, you got this week, I got this week.
Oh my god. Nah, man, I don't think Andy's going for that.
I don't know. It was me personally. I want my body back. We can make compromises. We can do like, all right, you get a week, I get a week, you get a week, I get a week. But like, it's my body, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can't fail for hundreds of years and then I do it and then you come back and be like,
I mean, but the only reason he failed is because like,
he's not good.
I don't know. He didn't have someone with a negator ability like Unluck, which I honestly feel like, I don't know. Obviously, she's the main character, so like her ability is going to be buffed. But I hate saying realistically because nothing is realistic about the show. But if your ability was like Unluck and you put Unluck on God, I don't think it would even really affect him like that, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen. I don't know. That's what we're building up to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm sure, I am confident that in the next 150 chapters worth of content, I feel like they're going to have to fail at least once.
Oh, they're going to loop. They're definitely going
to
loop.
There has to be a loop at some point. But I will wait for the August announcement to see what that is. Hopefully it's season 2. Yeah.
Might be a movie.
Maybe. Let me see. Solo Leveling.
The main event.
How'd you feel?
I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome.
Did you like the Igris Knight
fight? Yeah, Igris fight was really good. One thing, I mentioned it to Terrence, and I'll say it here, is you would think he would get, especially after what happened against the like Hellhound thing, when he had the teleportation stone and he dropped it, you would think he would be a lot more careful holding that the second time around, because he just got it again and then he just dropped it again and lost it. But
as soon as he pulled that out, I knew he was going to lose it.
Yeah.
It was very predictable.
It was a little bit of plot armor. Igris definitely should have beat him. But for the sake of plot, he was able to win.
Yeah, Igris was weird. That was like the first fight I feel like he had where they kind of had personality. Like he was like, he like threw his weapons down and like he like took his time to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had like a personality. He wasn't just like a beast. So that was a little weird.
I mean, he was guarding something. His king, who hasn't come back. But you know what's crazy? I thought the whole thing would be like the test isn't to beat him, but the test is to sit in the throne and become his king. That's what I thought. But then when he got knocked into the throne and he still tried to kill him, I was like, oh, wow, that wasn't the answer. But I thought, like, that was going to be the answer because he was like, this dude is way better than me, way stronger than me. So I thought it was going to be, like, not a test of if you can beat him, but, like, a puzzle almost. Like, figure out, you know what I'm saying? Like a video game.
Yeah.
You know how some games is like, you're not meant to beat the boss. You got to do something else to get past. So I thought for him it was to sit on the throne and then he would accept him as his king. I mean, it kind of happened anyway after he beat him and then he got his class and his ability, which I can't believe he questioned if that was a good ability. Like, what are you talking about?
I know.
Necromancing? Like, how is that not good? He was like, I don't know. He doesn't care about magic.
Bruh, he doesn't like
even regardless of the magic, you can the ability to bring somebody back to well, it's not the ability to bring somebody back to life. You can control the corpse of somebody who's dead. But
like he has the 10 shadows.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have to really conquer him. Somebody else could kill him and he could just come by and be like, "All right, I want to use you."
I'm not surprised though. He does not care about magic this entire time.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I think his ability is cool. I think Necromancer. He already got upgraded to the next class. It's like Mob or Shadow Mob or something
Shadow
like that.
Shadow Monarch.
Yeah. So he's already at the next class, and I think he can change if he wants to. And they were saying that is a secret class, like it's not known. Because he said no, and it was like, "Are you sure this is a secret class? Do you still want to discard?" He was like, "Ah, all right." And thought about how the mages were able to summon people and stuff like that. So I think his ability is cool. The fight was awesome. Plot armor saved him twice. Him not doing the deadly quest teleported him into the punishment zone, and it allowed him to use his items. So when he came back, he could be fully replenished to fight. And then, since he was sitting there for so long, so many hours, they gave him a crazy ability.
Yeah, man. He definitely got a big buff. I have more ammo that he is an egomaniac, psychomaniac, murderer. So, at Death's Door, blah, blah, blah. Let me restart.
Are you going to say he didn't think about his family? He thought about people calling him weak and how he didn't change?
Look at what he's envisioning. Not his family.
He envisioned his old self.
Exactly. Being weak.
But I mean, his whole thing was like, I want to be strong so I don't have to be weak anymore.
Not for his family.
I mean, the whole... Oh my God. But like, his whole thing is like, So you think he just wants to be strong?
I think he has a permanently bruised ego from all his time as an E-rank. And he thinks that the little apparition was saying of himself. He was like, you know, you got muscles and you're taller. Yeah, you look pretty strong, but you're still weak.
Change?
You're always going to be weak. You're always a weakling. He has a permanently bruised ego. And I think he's crazy. I still think he's crazy.
I'm not going to say he's crazy.
I'm just saying. I mean, How many times has this dude almost died?
He got a really dark ability.
Yeah, he did. He's a necromancer. Like, what? You saw all that black stuff swirled around him?
Yeah.
That was weird, bro. I'm telling you. Now he's bringing back beasts. Watch. The next human fight he gets, he's going to kill someone. He's going to bring them back.
He's going to make them...
I'm telling you, he's gonna start having human puppets too. I'm telling you.
He probably will. I mean, it only makes sense. Like the dude's brother is probably gonna fight him. He's probably gonna kill him and make him his
puppet.
One of his puppets.
Shadow.
Yeah.
The fight animation was really cool when he fought Igris. He also got bailed out by his dagger, which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, he kind of foresaw that. Like, when he stabbed him, and then the knight tried to stab him back with his own dagger, but then he was like, the dagger doesn't work like that.
One owner. But I don't think that was, like, a bailout. I think he knew that.
Yeah, it wasn't a bailout. It was just smart. But it was cool, though. But, yeah. Besides that, the only other thing, they're doing their little raid mission. Shin, the red-haired guy, the guildmaster. And then they noticed that an ant was, like, far away from the island in the water.
Yeah. And it evolved. Metamorphosized. Metamorphosis. Talking like Morpheus. You know that song?
Like Cardi, yeah.
Yeah.
Metamorphosis.
So it changed into something. They're like, this is the first time this ever happened. So. And that's in the real world. So that means they might travel from that island to the rest of the world.
Yeah. Do you see the hype? Now that it's over.
I do see the hype. I do see the hype.
I don't.
I see the hype. I see the hype.
I still don't see the hype. I'll be honest.
Like, it's
like, I don't think it's that cool. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's cool. But like, it's like it's in that 7 to 8 out of 10 range for me. Like, I don't think it was you put that Undead Unluck crazy. From a story standpoint, I'm gonna put Undead Unluck. From an animation, like what the animation studio is doing, I'm gonna put Solo. In my opinion,
I think out of everything we're watching, I think Solo's the best.
I think it's the I think it's the most balanced in terms of animation, plot, characters, or whatever. Because, like, okay, in Solo, we have like. I mean, there's I don't care about Jin Woo and Jin Ho about that.
You don't care about him?
No, I'm saying I only care about Jin Woo and Solo Leveling.
You're not thinking about the outcome of the rest of the world. Like, that island, those ants evolving, that means that the threat might travel from that island to the rest of the world outside of the gates. And that can cause, you know, bigger turmoil throughout the world, because right now everybody's just chilling because they're like, oh, we got these hunters and they just, you know, they go do their thing, they close the gates up and we're safe and it brings in money. But if the things are evolving and they're already they already lost one island, that can spread. And then now you have, like, instead of them being inside the gates, you have the monsters outside of the gates and they take over certain areas of the world, and that can, you know, cause other problems and different things. And I don't know. I see the vision. I see the vision.
I see the
like
vision.
It's easy.
Too.
I feel like it's easy because Undead Unluck has explained so much about their universe, whereas we still don't know a lot about this world other than these gates popped up one day and people got powers, and that's I mean, that's really all we know.
They're teasing the world issue. All this, all the plot, different plot lines are going, and I can see where they're going. But Undead Unluck just has more episodes in general. Like, they only did a 12 episode core for this, and they did announce core 2. I don't know when, per se. I don't remember if they said that, but they did already confirm that. Because they see how popular the show is, freaking severely popular. So I'm happy for its success. It's obviously good. I just don't think it was, people were saying on the first, before the first episode was coming out, oh my God, y'all not ready for this. This is going to be crazy. Maybe it's going to be crazy 3 seasons from now. This is just the world building part. I want to see what comes of, I think his name is Hong Dong-soo, the brother, the little brother. Mm-hmm. I want to see what comes of the ants and the raid, obviously.
And the guild.
Jin
Ho and his brother are going to have
beef. Guild politics. Yeah.
He said, don't get in my way. All right, bro. I got a god on
and
my
team. And he mentioned, like, foreign S-ranks or foreign hunters or whatever. Like, he's trying to recruit. So, yeah. It'll all be interesting. It's just getting started. I'm not seeing the goated 10 out of 10 series yet. I'm not seeing that yet, but it is good, obviously. Let me see. Mashal ended. I haven't had much to say about Mashal the entire season. It's just a funny show. What do I remember even happening? I think the only biggest takeaway I had from this that kind of annoyed me is that, like, he saved. Well, I guess they didn't know that he saved all of them, but, like.
Who doesn't know that?
Like, the public.
I thought everybody in the arena saw him fighting the thing.
Yeah, everyone in the arena did. I'm talking about, like, the townspeople.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was nice when they, like, stood up for him and whatnot. Mashal, I mean, it's cool. I like the manga and the anime, and obviously the intro is amazing. I would recommend to someone if they just want to watch something funny and not really
just have it on.
Take it too seriously. But yeah, that's all I got for Mashal, really.
Yeah, same. I don't really got much to say.
Yeah, it was good. Good season, good funny show. Let me see. JJK, I do got some things. Let me see. might not get to Invincible this week, honestly, but I don't care.
I'll
get
to the last episode's tomorrow for that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that works out. Before I get into JJK, is there anything you're afraid to admit as a black person?
Like what?
So there's this trend on TikTok, and people will say things they're afraid to admit. Like, they'll say, some of them were like, that they're afraid of hood people, or like, that they don't like certain things, or that they do like certain things. Like, me personally, I feel like I'm not afraid to admit anything.
Yeah,
just
I'm not
because
either.
I'm black. if there is something that maybe I like that other people may be afraid to admit, I feel like I like country music. Not afraid to admit it, but that's something that is less
common. I don't know. That's a weird question. I feel like people just care too much about what other people think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, there's all these think pieces, like, because people were saying, like, they're, like, afraid of hood people, or, like, they make them uncomfortable or whatever. And then other people were saying, like, that's racist or whatever. Like, you're just perpetuating the same thing white people are saying, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, black people aren't the only hood people that exist.
I know. Like, so, we're not the only people with poor
ghettos
people.
Or
weapons or drugs or anything of that nature. But, you know. I just want to see if you saw that trend or not. Let me get to...
I did not.
What else do I got? The JJK fan base. Y'all got to relax. Okay.
Oh, calling Gojo racist?
That, but also... before that happened.
Oh, Gojo coming back to life?
Before that, too.
Okay.
I don't really... People could cope with that all day, however they like. I don't care. But just the fan base... whining so much about the story.
Oh, saying they should end it?
Well, that it's whining so much about Sukuna winning.
Oh, yeah. They're like, bro, they're just dragging it on. Like, he's just beating everybody.
Yeah.
Like, he is the best sorcerer ever to live.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're calling it the Sukuna cycle. They're saying, I mean, it is, it has been repetitive, obviously. Like, a new challenger approaches.
And they just lose, yeah.
They look like they might have a chance. Sukuna beats them, they lose, get teleported away, repeat cycle. Like, obviously, that's how it's been for the past, since Gojo's died, that's how it's been. But, like, he's the best sorcerer in history running a gauntlet to Earth's challengers right now. Like, not Earth's, but Japan's challengers right now. That's how it's gonna be. You wanna lose? And the story just be over? Because once he loses, the story is over. Mostly, most likely.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing. Just people complaining that it's getting too repetitive or he keeps winning. And, like, he's the main villain. Like, don't you want him to be, like, really good and, like, menacing and, like, a tough challenge or whatever? But that's just me. Okay, now to the racism. Do you think what Gojo said to Miguel is racist?
No. I don't think so. Only because, like, you can think about it. I see what some people were saying. There's like, oh, that racist idea. I'm not going to lie. Some people boosted it. It's like, that same racist ideology is why people die in hospitals. I mean, because that does happen. Like, black people are,
that's a thing, you know,
in hospitals. They get treated differently compared to, like, other races, specifically white people, because they feel like their pain tolerance or, like, they basically brush off. If they say, like, something's hurting or something's bad, they're like, oh, no, it's not that bad. But if, like, a white person were to say that, they would definitely check on them a little bit differently. But I don't think it's going to that extent, because you can look at it. This is how I took it, right? Because there are some places in Africa or certain, you know, areas where there's the genetics there. Like, for instance, there, I can't see the place, but like the average height in one of the countries in Africa is like 6'5" or something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the average height in Japan is probably like,
five something.
You know what I'm saying?
Six,
so like,
seven,
okay. Like, just off of that alone, you know, that's a genetic difference. Now,
and that's
to say,
why,
like,
you could look at the Olympics, like,
yeah,
where do the winners of this certain event mostly come from? Why is that? You know,
so I don't think it's racist. I think Miguel was just giving him a hard time.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, I think he was just giving him a hard time. And then you saw Gojo felt bad about saying it. He was like, I didn't even mean it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like, nah, it's true. He was like, dang, okay. I didn't, you know.
Like, Miguel's like whole thing is being like, what's it called? Like, critiquing the Japanese. Like, that's his thing. Like, he does it multiple times. I don't think what Gojo said was racist. I think it's like, he said 99% of all sources are Japanese, which we know. And, like, Japanese people probably, on average, be, like, a lot smaller probably than people from other areas. I don't think that's crazy to say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could see maybe when he says, like, because he's, like, it's that's pretty menacing. Or he's, like, that's a real frightening thing. I could see somewhat, like, the coding in there, like, that could come off a bit racist. It's definitely tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's racist. Like, I don't, he didn't come from, like, a place of hatred.
Yeah, he just said the frightening thing is his build. Like, his build is crazy.
Yeah.
On top of the curse energy.
Right. And he said he's not special because he's black. He's special because he's me. Right. And he's like, my bad. He's like, you know, like, I think he's just giving him a hard time. I don't think he's actually, like, Gojo's, I don't think he's racist. And people were saying that's why he's best friends with Ghetto.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's all, I think it's all a joke. I mean, I think people are overreacting. It's obviously funny. Like, it's definitely funny, but I don't think Gojo's racist. I don't think, you know.
I think people would have a bigger argument with Gege's choice of Miguel's powers.
Yeah.
Being more racist.
Tied to rhythm. Yeah, that could be racist. That like, could
that
definitely
was
be racist.
That was racist.
Like, oh, the black dude, his curse technique is tied to rhythm.
Bro was breakdancing. Okay. To Sukuna slashes. Like, this is racist, bro. This is...
So, like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, too. I'm like, all right. Like, that's more racist. And then...
Like, bro was spinning on his head. He's on his head. Like, this is racism. This is... Y'all worry about the wrong thing here.
So, yeah.
This is cool, too. I think they said it was, like, a homage to Muhammad Ali or something, but this panel itself looks, like, cool. Like, it looks like it has, like, a lot of energy in it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, his power is cool, but his power, I feel like, is coded more with racism than what Gojo
said. He reminds me of, I don't know if you know who JP is from Street Fighter.
I don't. But what
is it? It's a new character they, or I'm pretty sure he was in the older, or maybe he's not JP. No, that's not JP. What's his name? DJ. It's a dude named DJ. But he, like, dances and stuff.
Okay. Isn't there a girl in Tekken that also dances?
So, that's who he reminds me of.
But isn't there a girl in Tekken that also dances?
Yeah, it's Eddie and then, well, Azucena in the current one. And then Eddie, he does Capoeira. Oh. And then, yeah. I don't know. I think his character's cool. Also, I think he said, like, toe-to-toe, no curse techniques. I think he said he would win.
I think he said
unless it
he would win in a sprint.
Yeah, when the marathon, he would lose.
Yeah. Which I kind of had a hard time understanding what he was saying. But I'm like, whatever.
I think he's just saying he would run out of energy. So he would lose.
Oh,
but like,
okay.
If it was like a short distance fight, he would win. But if it's a long distance fight, I would win.
Okay.
Which is like, I think that could just be because he has infinite curse energy. So it's like, you know, of course you win, but if they had the same amount of curse energy, then I guess Miguel can beat him in a fight in hand to hand with no curse techniques.
So Miguel is physically stronger than Gojo.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Okay. Let's see. You were right about Ghetto's crew joining. Oh, joining the fight. Kind of predicted that.
Yeah, I was like, we haven't seen him, so they'll probably pop up. But they had one caveat. It was like, dude has to be pretty much finished.
Yeah, Miguel made that sure. He was like, yeah, he has to have no domain expansion. I think that was
no domain expansion. That was pretty much it. The that specific was the main thing.
Yeah. No domain. So yeah. And Sukuna's way more messed up than just no domain.
Yeah. He has like one of his arms are cut off, his heart is hurt.
No RCT.
No, yeah.
No domain.
Well, now he has it back.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. I didn't know Gojo did 2 black fat flashes and got his thing back. Was that like, when did he do that?
That did happen. I think, who did he hit with a black flash? Was it Sukuna directly or Maharaga? I can't remember, but I do remember him getting that being the reason he was able to recover and use the Hollow Purple, remote Hollow Purple, because he hit a black flash. So yeah, that did happen.
Pretty much, I mean, he's going to be back to 100%.
You think 100? I don't think 100%.
I mean, if he gets his reverse curse technique back, he's just going to heal his body. The only thing that might not be 100% is his heart, because they said it healed slower because it was hit directly with that sword that has special properties.
That's true.
But
I think Maki also cut his arm off with that same sword. Or yeah. His hand. I don't think he'll be at full power, because at that point they'll just lose.
Yeah, he'll be close. 75% maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you think he's at right now?
I think he's like 20% or something.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
He's so like a wounded animal right now.
You know, so it's like, bro, I don't know. I see no way of them honestly winning. I'm telling you, it has to be.
Hikari needs to
Hikari
come out, bro. He needs Yuda, to be around me.
And Yuji, bro. It has to be those three.
Yeah, it's going to have to. I think he'll get to like 40-50%.
And we still don't know what's taking him so long with Urame. Like, what the heck, bro?
Like,
we haven't even
around.
Seen them fight. We haven't even seen them actually fight. One thing I seen, they say he's trying to riz her up. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm like, what?
They're taking forever.
We haven't seen them fight. We saw like a couple panels, but we haven't seen like, you know. I guess it
hasn't been
ongoing.
It keeps, yeah, it keeps switching every now and then. Hopefully it'll be over by, hopefully this month. I'm hoping it ends.
And I think they said there's no break next week.
Okay, that's good. Only other thing, we see LaRue's, the heart nipple guy, his technique. It's just like psychic hands. He's really like the hands from Smash Bros. Like, you ever played like the story mode in
Smash?
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
he's like that. He just has psychic hands and they take damage, but it's like a 10-foot of damage if he gets hit by something. But he got hit by a black flash, so he might be done.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, I know Maki came back, but it took her a while. I don't know what his defenses are like. I'm voting he's done. I don't think he's dead, but I think he's incapacitated. At least. After getting hit with Black Flash from Sukuna. But we have no frame of like how strong he is. So it might not be like that. What else we learn? We learned that Sukuna used a binding vow to kill Gojo.
Oh yeah, to kill Gojo, yeah.
People were saying that was important. Because it was like, what was it? Because he only had one hand when he used it. So he had, I think the vow was like, after that, he has to do chants and hand signs every time. And like target with his
palm.
And
directed it with
his
hands, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Maki, Yuji, and Chozo are back.
Oh, Chozo showed up? I didn't see Chozo.
Yeah, Chozo's back. Maki, Yuji. He used like a...
Oh, yeah, he used the blood thing through his chest,
right? I think he missed or something. I don't know. He, like, missed and then Sukuna threw something at him. I don't know what he did. But, yeah, they're all back. So, okay. If anyone comes back from the ICU, who do you think it'll be?
Yuda.
He got hit with that world slash too.
He didn't get cut in half though.
Yeah, I don't think we saw him get cut in half per se.
So you think Yuta's dead?
I don't know. That's my thing. Like, there's so many people in there. I don't know who's alive or not. I don't think he's dead. I don't think he would kill him like that. But I don't know if he'll be the first to come back.
Who was the first person to lose?
Kashima.
Oh, but he died. I'm saying dead. Like who oh, didn't yeah. like okay, who didn't die. Yeah.
After that, I would probably say Higurama, right?
Really?
I think so. After Kashimo, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. So Higurama might come back. Yeah. Maybe. But that's under the pretense that he's not dead. But we saw him take it. They took his body and.
Yeah.
They and, did you know, I don't know, when you die and you get healed, he's going to come back stronger. So I feel like he might be Genkai boost Higurama.
We'll see. I'm happy that Yuji and Maki came back and Chozo. Yeah, Maki's back. Okay. Well, and then, yep, my man got hit with Black Flash. So we'll see what happens this week. Any predictions?
He heals up. Miguel's probably like, oh, well, I'm out of here now.
He's going to leave. I can see that happening, too.
I can see him leaving, yeah. Somebody's going to show back up for sure. Or it might cut to Urame and Hikari fighting.
Okay.
Hikari needs to join the battlefield. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
They need him because he can use his domain. And yeah.
Yeah, I think he is the best
jackpot
reverse curse technique.
And not only that, but I feel like Sukuna would be pretty annoyed about being inside of that domain.
Definitely. He definitely would be. I think that, obviously, I think Sukuna's going to get, I don't know if he'll get his full, I don't know what he's going to get back with his, if he gets reverse curse technique or not. If he just gets regular reverse curse technique, I think he'll get to maybe like 40-50% range of health. But I don't think he gets all his arms back in fighting condition. And I definitely don't think he's going to get his domain back. Because I think that would just be too much. But yeah. Who was your favorite finale?
Solo Leveling.
That was also my favorite, I think. Mashal just felt like it could have kept going.
Going, yeah. Same with Undead.
Yeah. They both felt like that. They both just felt like it. They didn't have strong cliffhangers or anything. It just felt like a regular episode, really. Animation of the week. I'd say probably Solo as well.
Yeah.
Solo's probably dominated the animation this season. Moment of the week for me, I think, would probably be Andy and Fuko at the end, just chilling.
I would say the fist bump to Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That was also good. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I surprisingly did not get hit in the heartstrings this last episode at all. That's probably why I don't really feel like it was a finale.
Oh, with what? Undead?
With Undead? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they've had anything to make me feel that way. To be honest,
none of the parts of the show.
Nah,
you feel anything?
Nah, not like, not in the heartstrings. Nah,
not a thug tear. Nothing.
Nah.
because
everything always comes out okay. Like, there's never anything.
That's true. Besides that girl dying, the Unchanged.
Oh, yeah.
But besides her, no one else really died. That was, like, important that I can remember. But yeah, I think that's it. I recommend seeing Godzilla and Kong. That was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was really good. Besides that, I think that's... maybe I should do my last solo leveling prediction. Next episode, Core 2, first episode, what's it going to open with? They're going to get to the island.
They're going to get trashed.
Yeah, they're going to get trashed. What else is going to happen?
I think Jinwoo's going to be called into the battle.
To the island?
Yeah.
Who's going to call him in?
The chief.
He's not going to call him in.
He's going to be like, yeah, we need more. And he's going to get reappraised. And he's going to be respected. I don't think people will know he can level up, but he will be reappraised. And he will reach S rank status.
I don't think he's ever going to get reappraised.
He's going to have to.
Why?
Because they're going to see him clearing all these dungeons on their guild. And he's supposed to be the main guy for the guild, like the big signee.
Oh, for Jin Ho.
Yeah. So
maybe
he's going to have to get reappraised.
I feel like he won't get reappraised until he hits S rank.
It's for sure S rank, yeah. Same.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think he'll have some more interhuman beef. Those are the episodes I liked the most, where he was fighting against people.
Talking to himself?
Oh. No, not when he's talking to himself. When he was fighting against like other humans. That was like the most interesting to me. Then when he fights like the beasts or whatever. But yeah. I think that's all I got. Yeah. Oh yeah. Kaiju, don't know. I think it comes out the 8th, I think. I don't remember. We're gonna watch that. And I have no other idea of what else is gonna be coming out that we could watch.
Doesn't Demon Slayer come back next month?
Maybe, I don't know. Well, that's the thing, like the month just started.
Yeah.
And we just ran out.
I'll look and see what's
There's actually two shows that were running at the same time as we were watching these shows that are really hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Frieren?
Vagana's Journey?
Frieren? Yeah.
Yeah, they said that's really good. Joel was saying we should watch that.
He was giving that really suggestion. Hyped up. Like, people were saying Baron JJK, like, people saying, like, it's, like, amazing. And then the other one was Shangri-La Frontier. I don't know if you heard of that one. It has like a bird man.
I think I have.
I don't know. They both look like magic RPG type of shows to me. But If you wanted to do one of those in the meantime,
is it still going? For that.
No, I think they're both ended.
Oh, so we would just be talking about after we rewatch it. Yeah, I mean, if we want to, I'll binge the whole thing in like a day, so.
Okay, yeah. I'll probably do that for the Frieren show, since people are hyping it up so much. I like to see what people are talking about. But yeah, that's it. Happy April Fool's Day. I hope everyone gets pranked and joked on today.
One, it was like Oda said that One Piece will end next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I was reading, I was like, oh, I mean, I don't watch One Piece. I was like, that don't sound right. And then I remember what day it was. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, have you been seeing any of the big three arguments and stuff because of the future song?
Oh, nah. But people have been making memes like, man, fuck the big three. It's just the big three. with certain shows. What shows have they been doing?
Like One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto.
Okay.
Like the age-old debate.
Is that really the big three?
That was
One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach?
Yeah, that's a big three. Like at that time. Like they were coined as the big three.
I thought it was Dragon Ball Z.
Nah.
I don't remember. Let me see.
Like if you look up big three
anime, the pictures that pop up.
Like it's they like coined them like the big three at that whatever time period that was.
I feel like we talked about this before.
We have.
Yeah, big three was term used to describe three most popular running series during their golden age: One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. I mean,
personally, I think Bleach is the J. Cole of those three.
Who's the Drake? Naruto?
One Piece. I think Drake is One Piece.
I feel like Drake is Naruto and Kendrick would be One Piece the way people.
Like, why do you think that?
Because Drake is more popular. I mean, One Piece is getting real popular now, but back then it was Naruto. Like, it was Naruto.
Are you saying from like an international commercial standpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Naruto is definitely number one commercially popular.
So that's why like I think
pop
it's Drake.
Culture.
Yeah, so that would be Drake.
The reason
One Piece is getting real popular now.
Yeah, it's definitely expanding. I would say the reason I said Drake is One Piece is because One Piece has been around for like so long, and it's always been popular, and it's like still going, and it's like consistently going. And Kendrick is like, I'll pop up, go away for a long time. Pop up, go away for a long time. I was thinking more like that. Oh, now it's Boruto. Oh, I'm leaving TDE. Now it's a, what's his label called? PG Lang? Something Lang?
Oh, yeah, PG Lang. Yeah.
Something like that. That's more what I was thinking about. And I think Bleach and J. Cole, just because like, I feel like they're both slept on.
Is Bleach slept on? Really?
I think Bleach is slept on in terms of like big three fans as a like a whole. I think most people are like debating Naruto and One Piece. And I feel like Bleach is like that odd one out most of the time.
Who the new big three?
I really don't know. I think it's just JJK. We talked about this before too.
Yeah. It was supposed to be My Hero.
Well, and, no, it's My Hero. My Hero is, if you had to make a new one, I'd say My Hero has to go there.
My Hero, Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Black Clover. What else?
I think My Hero, Demon Slayer, JJK. If I had to name three right now that are like the most popular that I could think of.
See what they say on the internet. It's 2:15, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, people are saying My Hero, Demon Slayer, JJK.
I say My Hero is Drake.
JJK is definitely Kendrick.
Actually, no, I don't know. Demon Slayer and My Hero kind of have a normie off, I feel like. Like, I don't know which one is more, like, gen pop. I don't know. Which do you think appeals more to, like, I feel like Demon Slayer, honestly, is more like a general.
I see people in My Hero gear who don't even watch anime.
Where? Like on the internet?
Yeah. Maybe. People I've known in person.
Like, they only watch My Hero, you're saying?
Like, they don't watch anime at all, but they have My Hero stuff.
Okay. I kind of see that with the game, too. Like, there's a lot of people that play, like, the My Hero game I play, but they never watch the show. Necessarily. But Demon Slayer, I feel like a lot of people watch that show who don't watch anime. But they love Demon Slayer, but they don't necessarily watch anything else. I don't know. Anyway, I'm far past my time.
All right.
Episode 66. Peace out. Shout out everyone on all the channels. I'm out.
Peace.